Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the March 8th Sunday Mass's second reading. It's the third Sunday of Lent, Year A. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps, for a good person, one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord. It's the third Sunday of Lent. We're almost halfway to Easter. We're reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, which, curiously, was written from Corinth. I guess calling this Paul's letter from the Corinthians would be confusing. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lector practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us in this reading? What's the point of this reading? What's the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? For my own preparation, I focus on where the reading aims for the heart, because that's where the strongest emotional connection will register with the people in the pews. Sometimes the reading aims for the head. This one does both. There are some relatively complex points Paul makes theologically regarding our salvation and makes behaviorally about human nature. There are also three ginormous statements of good news that call for a joyful and heartfelt proclamation. 1, we have peace with God. 2, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts. 3, while we were still helpless, godless sinners, Christ died for us. Wow. Any one of these points would make this reading profoundly moving, but the three combined create a tsunami of gifts from God. Make the congregation feel this reckless generosity. Also noteworthy is Paul's twice mentioning each of the three virtues, faith, hope, and love. What lessons do you get from this reading? We start with, brothers and sisters, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. The salutation, brothers and sisters, tells us we should have a conversational and intimate tone for this reading. Curiously, Paul had not yet traveled to Rome, yet he addresses the Christian community there in such dear terms. It's hard to overlook this is a 45-word marathon of a sentence. I like to break down these long-winded Paulian dissertations grammatically to help make order out of them. To simplify things, this is a compound sentence with two subject-predicate clauses. 1, we have peace with God. 2, we boast in hope. In between these two are a series of prepositional phrases, which can be confusing, because it's easy to lose our way between the two subject-predicate clauses. We have, through our Lord Jesus Christ, which modifies peace. We have, through whom we have gained access by faith, which modifies Jesus Christ. Then we have, to this grace in which we stand, which modifies access. Emphasize justified, peace, Lord Jesus Christ, boast, and hope. Insert small pauses after access by faith and boast in hope. Included here is the first of our three big statements of good news. Smile broadly when you read, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Next we have, and hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Stress hope, not love, God, poured out, hearts, Holy Spirit, and given. Use small pauses after God, hearts, and Holy Spirit. Now we have the second of the three good news power statements. Smile broadly with eye contact on the congregation, using a heartfelt tone of voice and facial expression when you read, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts. Reconstruct because the love of God from a declarative statement into a question, then answer that question with, has been poured out into our hearts. Next we have, for Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Emphasize Christ, still helpless, and died. Insert a small pause after Christ. Next, indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person, one might even find the courage to die. Emphasize indeed, difficulty, the first die, just, perhaps, good, might, courage, and again, die. This is a complex explanation of human behavior. Read it slowly and musingly, as if explaining this concept in a personal one-on-one exchange. Lastly, but God proves his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Smile throughout this segment using eye contact and a heartfelt tone of voice and facial expression. Highlight proves, love, still, and Christ died for us. Have a small pause after love for us. Reconstruct while we were still sinners from a declarative statement into a question. Make eye contact with the congregation and insert a full pause. Draw them in with your eye contact and the vacuum of that silence. Then answer your question with, Christ died for us. If you can do so authentically,